The next reason God created sex was as a defense against temptation. And this comes out of Proverbs chapter 5. I'm going to read verses 15 through 19, but the chapter is a warning against adultery. So starting in verse 15, drink water from your own cistern, running water from your own well. Should your springs overflow in the streets, your streams of water in the public squares? Let them be yours alone, never to be shared with strangers. May your fountain be blessed, and may you rejoice in the wife of your youth. A loving doe, a graceful deer, may her breath satisfy you always. May you ever be intoxicated with her love. So it says, drink water from your own cistern. Like, have your own reservoir of memories of great sex. Running water from your own well. Should your springs overflow in the streets, your streams of water in the public square? In other words, should you have sex with anybody? Let them be yours alone, never to be shared with strangers. May your fountain be blessed, and may you rejoice in the wife of your youth, a loving doe, a graceful deer. May her breath satisfy you always. May you ever be intoxicated with her love. And some versions will say, may you ever be captivated by her love. And so sex is this defense against temptation. And when we talk about this in a women's class, a lot of women have issues with this, and actually I kind of struggle with this too, right? This idea that a wife is responsible for her husband staying pure, that she has to have sex with him on a regular basis in order for him to not struggle with porn, or somehow she is somehow responsible. Or it even starts younger than that, right? With modesty messages to teens of girls, like, you can't wear certain clothes, you can't wear certain bikinis, swimsuits, otherwise boys will lust. Well, the truth of the matter is that we are all responsible for our own actions. And yes, women, girls need to dress modestly in respectful ways, in ways that they are respecting their own body. But we could dress perfectly and a boy could still lust after us if they wanted to. And so I think there's an importance of making sure that the responsibility is in the right place. This verse does not say you need to have sex with your husband 3 times a week so he won't lust. What it says is for the husband to be intoxicated with his wife, be captivated with your wife. And when you're so focused on your wife, I think it makes it so that you won't even see other people. Now, I think this is this verse about this warning against adultery is true for both men and women, right? Women can lust after men just like men can lust after women. Women have affairs almost as often as men do. And it's important for both men and women to be captivated by their spouse. It's about having an all-day love affair where you're constantly thinking of your spouse, ways that you can serve them, ways that you can love them. You're looking forward to seeing them. You're admiring their body. You're admiring who they are. And it kind of makes me think about my relationship with God and even how my prayer life has changed. You know, it used to be I felt like, okay, like, I know I need to pray, and so, you know, it was kind of like this checklist of what I need to pray and sitting down and making sure that I was praying on a regular basis. And I would tell you that it's completely different now. It's not this thing of, okay, I need to stop my day and I need to do this. It's like I'm talking to God all day long. I'm praising Him. I'm throughout the day, I'm asking for His help. I'm worshiping Him. And I think that's how our relationship with our spouse is supposed to be, where we're thinking about them throughout the day, we're admiring them, we're thankful for them, we're imagining great things to come in our time together, and sex just kind of flows out of that. And so don't expect that your spouse is supposed to keep you from lusting or from straying or from looking at other people. We have to own this ourselves. We have to learn how to focus our energy and our attention on our spouse. We have to cherish them, adore them, and get to the place where we're so captivated and intoxicated by our spouse that we don't even see the rest of the world. And so when you're having sex on a regular basis because you're connecting throughout the day on a regular basis, yes, it is absolutely a protection and a defense against other things. But we take ownership for that, not our spouse.